Going live to Donegal, and Daniel, wee Daniel is up there, my good friend. Hello, Daniel. How are you getting on up there in Donegal? Are you all right?
How are you doing, Ian? How are you doing?
Happy Mother's Day. Coming in loud and clear, Daniel.
Brilliant. Happy Mother's Day to all the mammies, first of all, Ian. How am I doing? Well, I'm a bit like yourself, Ian. I'm mainly staying indoors, staring at walls, and refreshing my Twitter feed 24 hours a day, going over to the fridge before reminding myself that I did that 20 seconds ago and that I need to buy more cheese and wine gums. And why am I suddenly eating like a pregnant woman all of a sudden?
Yeah, sure, I do that all the time anyway. It is a bit bizarre, though, the whole thing, isn't it?
It's bizarre. It's bizarre, all right, by the way. But do you know what the most bizarre thing about this crisis is, Ian?
What?
Fair City. Fair City is the only place on planet Earth that doesn't have coronavirus yet. I was watching it the other night, full on St. Patrick's Day parades going on in Fair City. People five deep in McCoy's. The bar is overcrowded. There's people going, parade outside is bedlam, isn't it? People hugging and kissing and jumping up and down in paddy hats. People going, what's the score in the game there, Paul? Ah, they're still 1-0 down. But you know what's going to happen, Ian? In about three weeks, you'll suddenly see a Fair City character going, it's you! Jesus, are they going to come down with a bit of a cold? Ah, it's probably just a seasonal thing. 5 minutes later, everybody in Carrickstown will be locked down with COVID-19 and Carol will be going, get out of it, you coronavirus scumbag!